I got to know him strictly through the course, and I got to know him because of his ties. I got to know him for his ties. I saw the colorful ties, and I said, Peter, I've got something for you. Now, I lived in Argentina and in Brazil for several years, and I used to have real chest warmers. And so I had a box full of colorful chest-warming ties. And I couldn't use them here, and I brought all of them, and I gave him during one rehearsal. And he came back the next time enchanted. Amongst them was one which comes from Wawa, which has a banana on it, and it was his favorite. It was terrible. And there were a whole bunch of other ones, which were Donald Duck and...
He was the king of gaudy ties, is that
right? Absolutely, he was the king of gaudy ties. And he used to wear them with great fanfare, and every time it was a new one, and I was very proud to be honored with the fact that he used many in my collection with great distinction.
And you weren't, be honest, were you not allowed to keep those gaudy ties when you moved back here?
Oh, well, they wouldn't have done it all, and I turned to bow ties. I took all my ties and turned them into bow ties, and now I'm a bow tie person.
Gotcha.
But I got to know him well after that, because we would get to talk about things which, his education, his background. And so we became fast friends based on ties.
What did he mean to Carl Arts?
Oh, he was a soul. He sort of had he absorbed music, he understood it, and he was a very expressive. He was a person, if we were mixing parts, I would try to sit beside him because I liked to hear how he interpreted and what happened. He had a musical soul.
Take me back to the last night, that rehearsal where you last saw, it turned out you last saw Peter.
It just happened that he was wearing a great big wide tie, not one of mine, but one which I very distinguished. He had distinguished earrings on. I mean, I thought that they were sort of that, and I was kidding him about that. And I remember thinking that I had found another tie that he was going to like, and I was going to bring it to him next time. And I then was absolutely thunderstruck and heartful and crestfallen. And
it seems like, is there a void here? When you come back Monday nights, do you get the sense that Peter's not here and that something's missing?
I do now. I mean, now I'm used to it, but yes. I mean, I could look forward to a very pleasant, funny moment in which we were soulmates at a very high level.
Anything else you want to add, Peter?
No, I'm very sorry, and I'm very happy that I'm going to be part of the chorus that's going to sing for him, and I will certainly be tearful, and it'll be a wonderful, uplifting feeling that someplace up there, I'm sure that we'll meet someday.
And I'm sure.